I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb with today's Here's a Thought. I'm titling, You Cannot Fake Sharpness. And the reason I'm going out on a little bit of a limb is because there may be a way to do this that I just don't know about. But here's my thinking. Let's say I'm looking at a scene that has way too much contrast. I can fake the correct amount of contrast by simply controlling tones. Maybe I have to do an HDR, or depending on how I process it, I may be able to reduce the contrast, or conversely, increase the contrast and create fake contrast if the subject doesn't have enough contrast. I can do the same thing with white balance. I can do that with cropping. I can fake that I have a 3:2 aspect ratio when actually my cameras have 4:3. A little bit of cropping, you'd never know the difference, or vice versa. If I have a 3:2 camera, I can fake a 4:3 aspect ratio by a simple bit of cropping. There's so much we can do that essentially creates a fake image. That is to say, one that is not a straight capture per the camera or per where we happen to be standing, but we can fake all kinds of things. Now, we can even fake the content. We can remove things using AI removal. We can also add things by using AI insertion. There's so much that we can do, except fake sharpness. That's the one thing that is still elusive, at least so far, at least that I know of. Yes, there's the sharpness control, but basically what digital sharpening does is offset the error that's introduced by the way the pixels are laid out, the red, green, and blue pixels that aren't in register perfectly on top of one another, except in foveon sensors, but hardly anybody's using foveon sensors these days. So sharpness is a recovery. We can't add sharpness, well, for example, to an image that is focally unsharp. Once we've blown the focus, we've blown the image, because there's no way to recover. There's nothing we can do to salvage that image, which is why I think focusing is perhaps the most critical thing we do in the field, because if we get that wrong, there's literally no recovery, at least not that I'm aware of. Now, do I think that's always going to be the case? Probably not. I have great faith that the software engineers are working frenetically on this, because at some point in time down the road, we'll be able to focus anywhere we want and increase the focus with software controls, and it'll be seamless. And I can make that statement because I can make that statement today about spot reduction or tonal corrections or white balance corrections or anything that we would have never thought possible back a few years ago, a few decades ago. But now the software engineers have made it pretty easy. Is there any reason for us to think that they won't solve the focus problem at some point in the future? Maybe next month, maybe next year, maybe next decade. But for now, for today, focus is the one thing we can't fake. We can't create sharpness if it doesn't exist in the original capture. And the more out of focus the image is, the more impossible is the task of trying to fake it. And it appears to me that of all the technological challenges that exist in making a photograph, if that's the one that's unrecoverable if we get it wrong, it ought to be the one characteristic of making a photograph that demands the most from our capture process, which means studying all the various ways that your camera does focus, assuming you're not doing it manually. Pinpoint focus, region focus, full screen focus, eye tracking focus, touch focus, and even focus stacking. These are all things that we need to have thorough command of and pay particular attention to when we're out in the field. And in the meantime, just maintain our patience with the software engineers, because I have no doubt they'll figure out a solution for out-of-focus images eventually. We just have to give them enough time.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.